I had a great conversation with a client this week, and I hope she's listening. We were talking through candidates who were applying for a job opening. One person was highly qualified and can step right into the role. The other person can make some impact, but would need some polishing, and there was a whole lot more to the role than this person had ever done. And the thing is, the position had been open for a while. There was another candidate who was absolutely perfect and ultimately decided not to take the job. So, who would you hire? Well, it's not that simple, as you know. There are a lot of considerations, and today I want you to consider one more thing. This comes from a great HBR article by Huislid, Beatty, and Becker called A Players or A Positions. The gist of the article is that not all positions are the same. Should you always hire an A player, the best of the best? Or is hiring a B player the better move? A players are your superstars, your high performers. B players are your rock stars. They're reliable and they do really good work. It's just that they're not your superstars. What they tell us in this article is that we need to have our A players in our A positions and our B players in our B positions or roles. You might be thinking that I need a company full of A players. I need superstars everywhere. That's a good thought, but let me ask you, can you afford to pay A player salaries everywhere? Do you have enough upward mobility to keep every A player happy? Is the work such that everyone will be challenged enough? The answer is no. I doubt it. As a matter of fact, probably less than 20% of the positions in your organizations are A positions. An A position is defined by to what extent it has a direct impact on the strategy, to what extent the scope of authority is autonomous, to what extent someone's performance in that role has a direct impact on creating value for the company, perhaps creating revenue or even reducing costs. And yes, these roles typically have high consequences for failure. Compare that with B positions, where you might have a stellar performer in that role compared to an average performer in that role, and it doesn't make that much of a difference to the company. I was consulting with an insurance company in Argentina, and we were going through the process of identifying their A positions. In other words, where do we need our top talent to be? Typically, people will say, oh, the CEO, of course, that's an A position. Management roles, we need leaders, those are A positions. Sales roles. And that is not always the case. As we are going through this process, the operations leader spoke up and said that the quality checker is an A position. Quality checker? Really? People were looking at each other and smirking a bit. So I asked, what does a quality checker have to do with the strategy? She went on to explain that in Argentina, the business is still relatively young. A lot of companies don't have repeatable processes in place, and there is a high degree of customization because the laws aren't as restrictive as they are in the US. Their company is known for getting it right. When you get your policy in the mail, that is a promise, and that promise has to be done right. No errors. That is what differentiates them in the market. When you're going to buy life insurance and your kids are going to collect on it in the future, it's got to be done right. And the customers pay a premium for this, she said. The quality checker is the last person to review the whole underwriting and the policy to make sure it's 100% correct. Just imagine if policies started having issues. Our brand would be negatively impacted. Then we would be just like everyone else. Everyone was silent. She was absolutely correct. And as a result, the company made sure that in the future they had the best talent in the quality checker positions. So here's the bottom line. It's critical that we know where our A positions are. It's not only critical when you are hiring someone, but it's also critical when you are assessing your team's performance. I often ask, what if you had the positions on your team become open again? Would you hire the same people? Perhaps you have some B players in A positions and some A players in B positions. In other words, they are not bad people, they're just not in the right roles. And a tip here is to get over the need to feel that all your positions on your team, including your own, are A positions. Getting back to the hiring decision my client was making, it came down to the fact that the position was not an A position. It was an important position, but not an A position. She had another A position on her team, and she had an A player in it. Therefore, she decided to go with a person who was less experienced and had some room to grow. Now, if you want this article, please reach out to me via my website, MendozaAndOBrien.com. I have a lot of tools that can help you analyze your workforce positions and ultimately can help you make the right hiring decisions.